Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We are right here in our operations area. This is Ken Graham with your 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central time update on Tropical Storm Barry. Well, we have landfall, and we keep going back to the radar to start things off because it's not quite your the textbook look of what you would see with a tropical storm and once a hurricane as well. The center, partially over land, partially over water, just a large, large center here. So if you look at it, you know, you typically would see that precipitation wrapped around it. You see an eye wall, just that typical look. We don't see that here. So I'm really encouraging everybody to realize, even though it doesn't look like the typical look, the winds are there. We still have winds that could be 70 miles an hour with some higher gusts. So very dangerous situation with the winds, very damaging winds. And you look at the precipitation that's already moved from the Gulf into southeast Louisiana, the metro New Orleans area, the North Shore, and even some rain bands here getting closer and closer to Brandon, to Jackson, Mississippi. You can see the radar up there. So just a large storm. I mean, stretching from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up into Mississippi. The other thing I definitely want to point out here is, you know, we've been talking about this all day. I've been watching this rain. The individual storms moving very quickly, but the overall area of those storms, it's the same place. Over and over, these cells dumping more rain in the same area. So some of these areas are getting saturated. You're going to have some more issues with some of the flash flooding. The other thing is, you know, we really look at the storm. We look at the severe weather potential. We talk about the winds. We talk about the rain. The other threat is tornadoes, and most of them, 90% of them, occur on the right front quadrant, and that puts Mobile, that puts the Mississippi coast really vulnerable to some of those tornadoes. So stay tuned. Whenever those tornado warnings are issued, they'll come out from your local National Weather Service office. Here we go with the forecast. Very slow movement. Each one of these is a forecast point. Very slow movement as we go northward. I mean, look at the timing, 7 a.m. Monday and 7 a.m. Tuesday, just a slow movement. So the entire time, that's plenty of time to dump more rain right along and just to the right-hand side of this storm. So it's going to take a while to get northward. And look at this. That's just a large area of tropical storm force winds well outside the cone. So it's not just about the cone, not just about that track. It's just a large swath of moisture and winds moving northward. And here's your rainfall forecast. When you look at this, that's a lot of rain. I mean, we've gone back and forth a little bit, 2 or 3 inches in either direction, but the reality is that's still a lot of rain. So there's going to be some issues with rivers when you start getting 10 to 15 inches of rain in some of these areas. And even the orange area, that's 6 to 10 inches of rain stretching up to the delta of Mississippi, that's just a dangerous situation with this. So more rainfall in those rain bands as well, a lot of rain. Got to be careful and not drive where water covers the road. And storm surge is the other factor. Really elevated storm surge. We've seen some of the flooding with that. Some of those levels still staying high, 3 to 5 foot along the Mississippi coast through Lake Pontchartrain, and 3 to 6 foot along the Louisiana coast through Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche, Terrebonne Parish. Just a lot of water associated with this. So as long as we keep those winds up, it really holds that water back a little bit. And the other factor with the heavy rain, tides are high. Sometimes it's difficult for the rain to drain in some of these rivers. So we're watching all the latest, keeping an eye on all the information here when it comes to the rainfall, the wind and tornadoes. We'll keep you posted as we get any new information. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.